Hi, this is Terry Manning, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400, or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we will hear from Jill McClellan from Alternative to Violence Project and Carolyn Policarpus from Transformative in Prison Work Group about rehabilitating folks in prison. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather. On the final day of the WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive, we're asking for your help. Make WGXC a sustainable part of the Hudson Valley media landscape. Going to wgxc.org/donate. That's right. You can go to wgxc.org/donate. Make a small or a large one-time donation or become a sustaining supporter by donating 17 cents a day or $5 a month to keeping local voices on the air, to keep one sliver of the dial, 90.7 FM, open for public access to their own airwaves. You own the airwaves, and WGXC is the one place that lets you use them. Please consider going to wgxc.org/donate today. And the WGXC Morning Show begins right now with the local news. Stay tuned.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Rick Carlin reports for the Times Union that the Rensselaer Board of Education submitted a letter to the State Department of Environmental Conservation asking that the operating permit for the S.A. Dunn Construction and Debris Landfill next door to the K-12 school complex not be renewed. Quote, the Rensselaer City School District community and all signatories below oppose the renewal of the operating permit of the Dunn Construction and Demolition Landfill, unquote, reads the letter. The letter also references problems with dust blowing from the landfill and the, quote, rotten egg, unquote, odors created by hydrogen sulfide released from discarded drywall that is dumped at the facility. According to the letter, quote, renewal would represent a clear indication that, despite all knowledge and evidence, the inevitable impact to students, staff, and community would not be considered important, unquote. The letter represents a drastic change from mid-2019, when it was reported that the landfill operators had an agreement in which the company would donate, in addition to property taxes, $125,000 annually to the school district. In return, district representatives were expected to, quote, not oppose, object to, or otherwise interfere, unquote, with the landfill. The Dunn facility is one of the largest construction and demolition debris disposal sites in the state. Large trucks come to the landfill daily to dispose of construction debris from across the Northeast, and truck traffic near the school has been a concern. Last week, Questar 3 BOCES and Skodak also sent a letter to DEC opposing renewal of the landfill's permit. Landfill manager Jeff Burrier said, quote, S.A. Dunn is committed to doing everything we can to be a good neighbor and have positive impact on Rensselaer. That commitment is on full display when it comes to supporting the Rensselaer City School, unquote. The landfill's permit is up for renewal in July. In January, the company submitted a permit renewal and modification application to the DEC. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Michelle Del Rey reports in the Times Union that pandemic rules for public meetings in New York were extended another month on March 16th by Governor Kathy Hochul. Public bodies can continue to conduct meetings virtually for another month. Members of 15 advocacy groups are calling on state legislative leaders and the governor to permanently allow for hybrid meetings accessible both in person and through the internet. Currently, towns and villages do not have to provide an internet feed of their meetings, even though it is 2022 and cheap and easy to provide to citizens. Hazel Crampton Hayes, Hochul's press secretary, said, and I quote, we look forward to working with the legislature in the coming weeks to amend the existing law to incorporate new avenues for public participation and help all New Yorkers have greater access to their government, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that the Greene County Legislature approved funding to extend water and sewer lines in Cairo for an industrial park. The project is part of a partnership between Greene County, the Greene County Industrial Development Agency, and the town of Cairo. They are hoping to attract manufacturing and distribution companies to a 120-acre site on the north side of the junction between State Routes 23 and 32. The plan would involve extending town water and sewer lines from near the Hannaford store on Main Street in Cairo to the area near the McDonald's restaurant and under Route 23. On March 16th, county lawmakers authorized $875,000 for what is being called the Town of Cairo Infrastructure Project. The funds will come out approximately $9 million in federal aid the county is receiving through the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund established under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Quote, economic development continues to be a major priority for our county legislature, unquote, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said. Quote, partnering with local town municipalities is the most effective way to maximize resources and deliver positive impact to each community, unquote. Groden has emphasized that the Cairo site is intended for industrial and manufacturing industries, so not to compete with retail and small businesses along Main Street in Cairo. Read more about the story at porcupinesoup.com.
Porcupine Soup reports that Greene County is starting a compost food waste. A grant from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is helping purchase a food waste composting machine and special compostable bags. Legislative Vice Chair Matthew Lavera, a Republican from Catskill, said, and I quote, the legislature is committed to reducing the amount of waste being shipped out of Greene County, end quote. Beginning April 4th, residents can get 100% compostable bags only at the Catskill Transfer Station and then must bring their food waste to the Catskill Transfer Station in those bags. Paul Vosburn, Director of Solid Waste, said, and I quote, "We are excited to provide solutions to not only help the environment, but reduce the amount of money we pay to send garbage out of the county to a landfill. This will also provide a way to give back to the community through the use of composting for home gardening," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that the members of the Hudson Common Council are no longer calling themselves aldermen. The full council on March 15th adopted a resolution officially changing their titles from alderman to council member. Mayor Kamal Johnson signed the resolution into law the next morning. Quote, "We want to ensure that our city government is as inclusive as possible," unquote, Johnson said. Quote, "We don't want to discourage people from running for common council positions in the future because they feel excluded or misrepresented," unquote. The word alderman derives from the Old English word elderman, which means an elder or a man of high ranking, according to Oxford Languages. Hudson was chartered in 1785 by Quaker New England whalers with a residual allegiance to the British crown. Because of this, the name alderman was adopted for the city's common council. Under the new law, the city recognizes that gender-inclusive and gender-neutral language influences attitudes, behavior, and perceptions of Hudson's government. Quote, "This is a long-overdue change," unquote, Common Council President Tom DiPietro said. Quote, "Personally, I've used the term council member for some time, so it makes sense to me to formalize the change," unquote. Note, DiPietro is a WGXC volunteer on-air programmer. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that book banning in schools has come to the Hudson Valley. The Wappinger Central School District in Dutchess County has removed Genderqueer, a Memoir by Maria Kobabi, from a shelf in the John Jay High School library after a single complaint from Pat Whalen on behalf of Concerned Parents and Grandparents, Moms for Liberty. Superintendent Dr. Dwight Bonk approved the book banning because, he claims, graphic depictions of sexually explicit images. Conservatives across the country are banning books in school libraries, but this is the first recent effort in the Hudson Valley. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Friday night rain, mainly after 2 a.m., with a temperature low of around 47 degrees. And on Saturday, rain before 1 p.m., then showers after 1 p.m., with a temperature high near 55 degrees. And Saturday night showers are likely mainly before 2 a.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Friday is the final day of the WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive. As WGXC becomes more sustainable by putting solar panels on the roof at Wave Farm and becoming a solar-powered radio station. We're also becoming more sustainable as your media source as we make our Android version of our app free in the App Store. So you can get both the Apple version and the Android version in the App Store now if you want a free app to listen to the radio or become the radio, as it also has a broadcast function that lets you become the program director at WGXC, picking which shows to listen to at what times and broadcasting your own shows. Please consider all this and try to make a contribution to the WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive today. wgxc.org/donate. That's WGXC for Green and Columbia .org/donate and become a sustainable supporter today. So your radio station will be on the air tomorrow.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Niger guitarist Modour Maktour brings his band to the Colony Cafe in Woodstock on Monday, March 21st. Maktour is often compared to Prince and Eddie Van Halen for his renowned guitar playing, mostly on albums on the Sahel Sounds label. But his 2021 album, Afrique Victime, came out on the Matador label. He performs Monday, March 21st at 8 p.m. at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Go to the WGXC community calendar online for more information about this and many other local events.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in the Hudson Valley of New York. Your community radio station has served Greene and Columbia counties and listeners around the world for 11 years. We've given to you, and now we're asking for you to give to us. Our Winter 2022 Pledge Drive begins Sunday, March 6th through Friday, March 18th, and we need your financial support. Make your recurring donation or one-time donation by visiting wgxc.org/donate or call area code 518-697-7400 as we continue to build a base of monthly sustaining support. Why? So we can continue to bring you uninterrupted, unbridled news, commentary, and music for years to come. wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Make your pledge of support to Creative Community Radio for open ears. WGXC.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 18th. Early on today, we see it is 40 degrees in Smith Corners and 45 degrees in Ankrum. Watch out for some fog this morning. Could be thick in spots, and it should burn off by 11 a.m. A high of 70 degrees is expected at 4 p.m. Cloud cover will be low. Don't forget those sunglasses. Overnight temperatures fall to 50 degrees. Rain starts after midnight and will keep going all Saturday with a chance for some thunder in the afternoon. A high of 57 degrees is expected. 47 degrees overnight takes us into a Sunday, which will be the first day of spring, which will be dry with a high of 53 degrees and some gusty winds in the afternoon. Might have to bring in plants because overnight it will reach 38 degrees. Monday will be dry with a high again of 53. And since spring is upon us, that means it's time to get your winter tires off. They're going to have real good grip right about now, but as it gets warmer, they're going to wear out a lot faster. Also, you want to get those air conditioners ready before you need them. That counts for the house and for the car. Make sure that they are clean and free from mold and obstructions that can cause issues. Plants can start going outside during the day. Nights are still too cool for unprotected or sensitive plants. Even though no bear sightings have been reported locally yet, they have been in Vermont, so we are not that far behind. Time to take in those bird feeders that are prone to bears and other issues. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Maple and elm are the ones starting to wake up. Levels should be low over the weekend. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:50 a.m., then low tide at 10:22 a.m. High tide again at 3:58 p.m., and low tide again at 10:48 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 40 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:50 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:59 a.m. Again, all of those times are for Friday. Looking way up, we see a relatively quiet planetary neighborhood. Four near-Earth objects are expected this weekend, with the largest of which being 27 meters wide. Hardly enough to even reach the ground. Solar wind speed is currently 377 kilometers per second at 23.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then overnight it will be good below 4 megahertz and fair above. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 53. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Richard Goldstein of Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland. Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Siamo lieto di poter rievocare, in poche parole, le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
It's an elephant in the living room. Can we address it? It's iridescent. It don't look happy. A stampede will be the end of you. So let's move orderly toward the dance floor and begin to drop it. Low hopping, the bubble and pop. Letting go is a heavy rock and the struggle is obvious. Heaven knows I need a break from the daily monotonous activities. My soliloquy pay me in profit because I make you move.
I shout when them tell me to keep my voice down. Voice down. I'm out when they tell me to keep it inside. What now? When gravity tries to keep me on the ground, I touch clouds. A riot can never seem to quiet down. I shout loud. When everything else seems to cease, I know he keep it moving. When giants come round on 85-4, he keep it moving. I can't stop, won't stop, from even with the bank out. I'm on top, they try to slow me down, but that really ain't my style. You can't stop my flow, he keep it moving.
Now just move like your body want to. Everybody move like your body ought to. I won't make it to three, better party on two. And when that body close, put the party on you.
I might chuckle once, but it's a roller coaster. I'm buckled up. Fuck the bucket, I'm kicking dust. Stick them up. Better listen, suckers. Duck in my trick and tuck. Giving up is it written up the surface without touching heavy plus. I'm an ninja busting back flips on the mattress. Wait up, listen.
Yeah. I shout when them tell me to keep my voice down. Voice down. I'm out when they tell me to keep it inside. What now? When gravity tries to keep me on the ground, I touch clouds. A riot can never seem to quiet down. I shout out. When everything else seems to cease, I know he keep it moving. When giants come round on 85-4, he keep it moving. I can't stop, won't stop, won't stop. With the bank out, I'm on top. They try to slow me down, but that really ain't my style. You can't stop my flow, he keep it moving.
Now just move like your body want to. Everybody move like your body ought to. I won't make it to three, better party on.
on too, and bring that body close. Picture me a literate, still composing a symphony. I'm blinded by the light, but still in control of my energy. I'm dining with my demons, pouring mimosas to toast. Seeing my growth and I'm coasting, heading toward the ocean is gleaming. Won't stop from Inglewood to Bangkok. I'm on top. They try to slow me down, but that really ain't my style. You can't stop my growth. We keep it moving.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This bill also holds Belarus to account for its complicity in Russia's murderous aggression. They each will learn what every tyrant must. If you invade another nation, normal trade within our global economy is over.
Florida Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz spoke on the House floor Thursday as lawmakers voted to suspend normal trade relations with Russia, with a handful of Republicans voting no. President Joe Biden will speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping today as part of ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication. Biden has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal, a sentiment echoed by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Pennsylvania Representative and member of the Foreign Affairs and Intelligence Committee Brian Fitzpatrick explained Putin's tactics.
When you're targeting locations that you know children are and you're bombing them and you're not allowing people safe passage out of the country that have nothing to do with the military, nothing to do with military installations.
Director of Human Rights Watch's Arms Division, Stephen Goose, says it has been documented cluster bombs, which explode in midair, have been used in populated areas in Ukraine.
Using them near a hospital is particularly heinous. They're a protected body under international law.
However, he noted, Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S. are not signatories to the international treaty banning cluster bombs. In a virtual address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused German leaders of putting their country's economic interests ahead of its response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, saying their support came, quote, too late to stop war. Germany is heavily reliant on Russia for its energy needs and has not banned Russian oil and gas imports. At a hearing Thursday, lawmakers scrutinized Texas's new voting law. Legal director of the voting rights program at the nonprofit Texas Civil Rights Project, Hani Mirza, says Senate Bill 1's voter ID requirements caused thousands of ballots to be tossed out in the March 1st primary election.
Everything that could go wrong with this process went wrong during the primary election, resulting in disenfranchisement of tens of thousands of eligible Texas voters.
Fox News is countersuing Smartmatic for financial damages over a $2.7 billion defamation suit the voting machine company filed last year over conspiracy theories claiming the company rigged the 2020 election against former President Trump. New Jersey Democrats are asking the Democratic National Committee to consider the Garden State for an early presidential primary. Some Democrats have criticized Iowa for going first in the primary process, particularly because of the state's lack of racial diversity. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
If you do want me, give me your decision. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the money. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl.
That was Brenton Wood with Give Me a Little Sign.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you're listening to the radio. And if you'd like to keep listening to the radio, we'd like to ask you to become a sustaining supporter at WGXC. WGXC is a community radio station, which means it's made up of the voices of the community. People do their own shows here. People call in with questions. People participate on the radio in all sorts of ways. And that's what WGXC is all about. And one way you can participate is becoming a sustaining supporter at WGXC 90.7 FM. Go to WGXC.org/donate today. Become a sustaining supporter for just 17 cents a day, about $5 a month. And you can be one of the people chipping in to help your community. It's one way to do your part so that others have a voice, the teenagers on the air, the senior citizens on the air. The thing about WGXC, though, is you aren't going to like everything you hear. And that's a good thing. You get to overhear other tribes. You get to overhear people that are different from you, that were raised different from you, that have a different background, that have a whole different point of view on life. And everybody in the community gets to listen in on those conversations and those monologues and those expressions of what's important culturally and intellectually and in the news to them. And that's what WGXC is all about. So you're going to turn on sometime and you're going to hear a show that's talking about hunting, and you may be very against hunting. You're going to turn on the station sometime and you're going to hear a news report about how the war in Ukraine shouldn't be happening and there should be peace there. And you might think that the Ukrainians need to defend themselves from the Russians. There are many points of view that get aired on WGXC 90.7 FM. And you can have your own point of view and still listen to the points of view of others. And the same goes true with our music programming. You might be enjoying the jazz show you're listening to, and then when the bluegrass show comes on, that's not quite your thing. Or it could be the other way around. So you're going to hear all kinds of things, from death metal to free jazz to noise rock to local music. And you might not like some of it, but you might find some stuff that you've never heard before and didn't even know was possible to make those sorts of sounds. Or you might hear an old classic that you forgot about, and it used to be dear to your heart, and now it is again because some DJ on the radio at WGXC brought it back into your life. So if any of these kind of things happen to you when you listen to the radio, maybe you get information about a news story locally that you didn't know. Did you know that Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson doesn't do births anymore? They stopped a couple years ago. That's outrageous. If you're doing a home birth locally, you don't have a backup plan anymore. Your backup plan is 45 minutes or an hour and a half away. WGXC brings these kind of topics back up again and again locally in hopes that, you know, people might consider these sorts of important topics. And you might not always agree with the news coverage here. You might not always agree with someone who's a DJ or a programmer and what their political opinion is. You might not agree with the song they're playing, but boy, I hope you agree that they have a right to do it and they have a right to say it. And it's really great that everybody on the radio here at WGXC gets to have their say and you get to listen in. So I'm asking you today, we need you, we need one person, and it's you today, to become a sustaining supporter at WGXC 90.7 FM. Go to WGXC.org/donate. You can call 718-697-7400 if you want to go old school. However you want to do it, become a sustaining supporter today. 17 cents is I don't know if there's anything I pay 17 cents for anymore. So I think maybe, hopefully, most of us can spare 17 cents. And the ones that can't, pitch in a little more so somebody else is covered. Because some people are going through some hard times right now. It's been kind of a bad couple of years. So if you can do a little to help and a little to make a place in the Hudson Valley for local community conversation, an important media outlet that you want to keep a part of the media landscape in the upper Hudson Valley as we lose more and more newspapers and more the TV coverage is made from Sinclair Broadcasting, from these corporations from out of the area that want to tell you what your local news is. WGXC isn't that. It's people locally reporting the local news, people locally interviewing the local newsmakers. So hopefully these are some reasons that you want to go to wgxc.org/donate today, become a sustaining supporter at Community Radio, WGXC. It's a beautiful thing.
Not afraid. Standing beneath the sun of the Creator, I am a reflection of that radiant light. I am not afraid. Drenched in the bath of eternal joy, I am the curve of the smile of the lightened brow. Moving to the pulse of vibrant rhythm, I am the primal beat of the unburdened heart. I am not afraid. Cooled by the breeze of celestial breath, I am a leaf carried miles by a single exhalation, yet not afraid to fall. Secure in the embrace of omnipresence, I am a waif who sees his parents wherever he turns, who knows he is not alone. I am not afraid. Protected by the power of the divine intellect, unfolding every moment as knowledge opens me, perceiving more each day the true meaning of the ancients when they said, I am that, thou art that. This is that. Marveling at the perfection of a creator who can say, I am one, maybe I become many. I am humbled for I know that I am but a petal on the ever-rejuvenating bud of life. That's right, I'm not afraid, for fear is born in ignorance, and each breath I take pulls me closer to the truth. Each step I take erases a little more dust from my lenses. I am not afraid. Creation is my birth. My hand is held by my ever-forgiving partner. The Creator is my candle. Though changes come so fast that every day seems to be an unwritten script, I am not afraid. For I know that what I cannot see is known in the record of glorious silence, and we are all being guided. I have learned to trust. Calamities may come, but daily I draw closer to the eye of the storm. Better able to work in creation, I have learned to love. In the wave of creation, I am tireless in the sound of creation. I am innocent in the light of creation. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid.
That was Brother Ah with Transcendental March, creation song. Brother Ah's real name is Bob Northern. He's a well-known jazz musician who played with Donald Byrd, John Coltrane, Gil Evans, Sun Ra, McCoy Tyner, Roland Kirk, and many others, died May 31st in 2020 after being a longtime host on the jazz radio station WPFW in Washington, D.C.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
There's currently so much talking about justice reform and current closures of prisons, especially in New York. How does that affect the reentry for those who are released? Joining me in this conversation is Carolyn Policarpus from the Transformation in Prison Work Group and Jill McLellan from the Alternative Violence Project. Thank you for joining us here on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Can you give me a background of what exactly you do? You do rehabilitation projects.
Okay, first of all, I'm Jill McLellan. I live in upstate New York. And AVP, Alternative to Violence Project, has been going on since 1975. And AVP is a series of workshops working on conflict resolution, communication skills, affirming ourselves and others, things like that, basic life skills, not just people in prison need, but everybody needs. And the really outstanding thing about AVP, the workshops are always done by a team. And we try to make the teams as diverse as possible, different ages, different races, different backgrounds. But in prison, the workshops are done by a community member or two, like me and Carolyn, and often the rest are inside guys, people who live within the walls.
TPW is a group of organizers who work together to go into prisons. And there's something like, what, 30 some odd prisons in New York State that you are active in?
In TPW, and this is actually, I think, true throughout, and Jill could speak to this as well. Most of the programs, the community-based programs that go into prisons are in the metro area around New York City. I think every area has college or some organization or religious group that sends people in. But a lot of the programming is around the city. So the prisons that are in commuting distance from New York City, I think, have the richest programming available. And a lot of TPW currently is geographically centered more around the city.
Now, TPW represents all kinds of things in prison. You know, RTA, rehabilitation through the arts, you know, different mindfulness programs, yoga. I can't speak to how many people those are open to, but AVP is open to everyone. If we're in a facility, basically anyone can sign up to take a workshop. And one thing that enhanced our popularity a few years ago is we're used as a backup for family reunion program, also known as trailer visits. If someone is on a waiting list to take the facility program and isn't able to get it right away, AA and AVP, they're allowed to substitute in some circumstances. No matter what the reason for signing up, once they were there an hour or two, they were learning a lot and glad they were there.
Wonderful. On both of your websites, there's so much information, and it's really enlightening. I suppose you go back to the beginning of what's the purpose of imprisonment? Is it to keep someone away from society and keep society safe? Is it to, teach them a lesson? Is it to torture? Is it to... What is a prison for? And I think, you know, with prison reform, it's something that we all need to think about and talk about as general public. And cost alone is insane. It's like $150,000 a year per incarcerated person. That was a 2021 report from the comptroller of New York. Rehabilitation, it's got to be necessary because something like 2 out of 3 incarcerated people return. So whatever system we've got now isn't working. How is your system benefiting all of us?
So to answer your question about what is the purpose of incarceration, in modern terminology, it's rehabilitation. In fact, our system of incarceration is based on the idea of punishment. And all of our whole criminal justice system goes back to the slave laws, which is what it's built from. So that punitive and, you know, separating people and keeping them away, obviously you've done harm, so we want to keep you away. But if you look at European prison systems, they're really about rehabilitation. And people leave there in a much more constructive, productive mindset than they do in US prisons in general. So what our programming of community-based organizations is trying to do is to bring in that rehabilitative factor that is in many cases missing from the kind of programs that are otherwise, or lack of programs that are available or not available.
That being said, I've talked to a number of guys who've been in prison or are in prison who said that it saved their life. They learned to read. They learned wonderful things. You know, my answer to that is you don't need to be in prison to learn skills. I mean, so many of the things could be done without imprisonment. The way parole works, it continues to punish people for the nature of the crime. Not, you know, all the wonderful things that they've done and, you know, how they've changed their lives and stuff like that. But EVP is just one of the programs that can help people get their lives on track and communicate better with their families and think about how they're going to handle life when they get outside. There are good things that happen in prison, not nearly enough. I really think that there's so many other ways that those skills could be imparted without locking everyone up.
One thing I wanted to add to what Jill had said about AVP is that all of us, whether we're community members who volunteer and go in, or the men or women on the inside, we all have gone through the same process to become a facilitator. I sat in a circle as a participant in a basic workshop, an advanced workshop, and a training for facilitators. So we're all equals in the circle. It's the incarcerated people who are the really role models and credible messengers. Recently, we've had the opportunity to do some community workshops. We did a little mini workshop in Newburgh with the SNUG organization, and we had formerly incarcerated people as the facilitators. And we've also done some in Harlem. There's another one planned in 2 weekends from now, also in Harlem. And what has been so exciting and gratifying to see was, given the opportunity to do AVP on the outside, these guys are so thrilled. They're like, oh my gosh, we're getting to do AVP again, only on the outside instead of while we're incarcerated. And I think the program has been so meaningful, such an important part of their transformation, that to be able to offer it to other people as the gift that it was for them is really, really meaningful for them.
People who are formerly incarcerated who have gone through your program are outside, are living in their community, and they're working with people in the community now, like SNUG, which is the gun control group.
Right.
Fascinating. So they're giving back to society.
Yeah. And they're just thrilled to be part of this. And I've been on Zoom meetings, and I went to the little mini workshop. There's such a camaraderie and a sense of mutual support among these people who have gone through that experience of being incarcerated.
Because of rehabilitation or transformation, alternative projects that you do, you have a great percentage of those people who go through your systems that do not reoffend.
Through the years, and I've been doing this for 26 years, I've met a lot of people. And of the people who became facilitators and active in AVP, there are only two that I know of that ended up back in the criminal justice system. And I'm talking about hundreds of people.
Is someone who knows someone's in prison, you know, a family that maybe has some problems, what's the process to get involved?
You know, find out what's happening at that prison. I mean, is there college? Is there AVP? Is there this? Is there that? and encouraged your loved one to take advantage of whatever there is in that facility. And I think Carolyn would say the same.
One of the guys once told me that 20% of the people, and we're talking about maximum security facility, are the ones who are involved in all the programs. They do everything. And that's about what the percentage of the very active people who are using prison as an opportunity to transform their lives.
Something else is some of the people who've been part of AVP received clemency or had their sentences commuted or things like that. So
when I was looking at some of the notes from some of your workshops, I was thinking this is what we all need to remind ourselves, how to work as a team, how to support each other, how to be a community. Conflict resolution, goodness, yes, you know. This has been Andrea Conla for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, speaking with Caroline Policarcas and Jill McClellan.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde, the guy who plays the 45s, with two big reasons to join WGXC. The first is, we're going solar. That's guilt-free radio. And second, your pledge now as a sustaining member will help civilians in Ukraine, thanks to a generous supporting match. Your first month donation to WGXC, with the same contribution to CNN's public good campaign supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, and also to come back alive, giving support to the Ukrainian armed forces. Donate now and be a new member at wgxc.org/donate.
Somebody in the house say yeah.
if y'all really like to rock the funky beats, somebody in the house say, hell yeah. Yeah. I like that for the people up top. Check this out.
Yo, I can't believe they got the PE in court before the judge on some nonsense. I got the S1s ready. Chuck Flame, what's up?
Yeah, get.
Court, now in court, cause I stole a beat. This is a sampling sport, but I'm giving it a new name. What you hear is my PE. You know the time. Now what in the heaven does a jury know about hell if I took it? But they just look at me like, hey, I'm on a mission. Check it out, y'all. Condition ain't right. Sitting like dynamite. Going to blow you up and it just might. Blow up the bench in, judge the courtroom, plus I gotta mention, this court is dismissed when I grab the mic, yo, play.
What is this? What y'all think y'all doing bringing us the court for this guy and saying we stealing beats? Y'all can't copyright no beats, man. Y'all judges, they crazy, man.
Get hype. Come on, we gotcha. Gather around, gotcha. Mail from the courts in jail claims I stole the beats that I ran. Look at how I'm living like, if they're gonna check the mic right side. Come on, cause I'm living. Choose to be silent. Can I get a witness?
Yo, Griff, move the S1s out on the judge and the jury. Hold him hostage. Time for Terminator X to step in and show him that he's in effect, boy. Yeah. Ha ha. Cole Medina. Ha ha. Hey, yo, Terminator, don't hurt him, man. Hey, yo, Griff, hold him hostage, boy.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, ignorance is at an all time high. Yo, Chuck.
Ready?
S1 step.
Yo, Chuck, we ready, man.